Chapter 26, Welcome Home. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. Hebrews 11:13-16.
The other day I was reading through Hebrews 11, the famous Faith Hall of Fame, and a thought struck that had never before occurred to me. It wasn't a pleasant thought. In fact, it made me shudder. Usually, when I walk through this part of Scripture, I leave refreshed, encouraged, and strengthened. Yet this time, a question popped into my head that filled me with none of those things. Here's the question. Wouldn't it be awful if God were ashamed to be called my God? I don't like to meditate on that thought, but perhaps it would be good for us to think about it for just a little while. The question came to me after reading verse 16 of Hebrews 11. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. The writer was describing a number of famous saints from the Old Testament who lived for God through faith. Often, they gave up a lot to do it. They left behind countries, homes, relatives, jobs, possessions, fields, status. They admitted they were aliens and strangers on earth. Their hopes were not locked onto anything here below, but were fixed on things above. They longed for another place, for heaven. And that is why the writer says God was not ashamed to be called their God. So then, I thought, the reverse must also be true. Perhaps He is ashamed of His people when they get too comfortable in this world and don't much anticipate the world to come. I wonder, is He ashamed of me? I don't want God to be ashamed of me. I don't want Him to blush when I come into the room. I don't want Him to point me out to one of His angels and say, "Yes, He's one of mine," even though He doesn't act like it. So I'm glad I don't have to be uncertain about the answer to my last question. Is He ashamed of me? The answer is completely under my control. It all depends on whether I consider myself an alien and a stranger in this world and anxiously look forward to heaven. If that is my attitude, then I'll also live like it. Then I'll know that God is not ashamed to be called my God, and the proof will be the city He is preparing for me. As children of God, we are citizens of heaven. Earth is no longer our home. We long for heaven. The Apostle Paul wrote, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ." Philippians 3:20. Peter looked at it from another angle and said, "Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul." 1 Peter 2:11. Both men were echoing the message of Hebrews 11. Oh, how this conviction should change the way we live right now. It did for Jessica Eggert, a 10-year-old girl who was diagnosed with osteogenic sarcoma, a rare cancer that is fatal if not caught soon enough. In Jessica's case, it wasn't. Her father tells the story. I don't know exactly how Jessica came to grasp the reality of heaven, but she certainly did. It must have been in Sunday school that she learned the truth of 2 Peter 3:8. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. I think our talks about the deaths of Grandpa Town and Grandma Neva, Papa Ed and Grandma Doe, the dear saints who had befriended our children, added to her realization that heaven is a very real place. I believe the assurance of their presence in heaven did much to remove her fear. She already knew people who were in heaven and knew that they were waiting for her. By God's grace and many answered prayers, Jessica lived with her cancer for 3.5 years, although we had been told it would kill her within 2 or 3 months. Through her whole struggle, the horrible chemotherapy, the final weakening stage, her confidence in what lay ahead for her never wavered. I was amazed by how real heaven was to her, I was inspired by her complete peace. I found encouragement in her lack of fear or dread. Our hope, our comfort, our strength for grieving were immeasurably enhanced by the powerful simplicity of her faith. We will never forget our last evening with her. She was obviously near death and leaned across my chest. "I'm ready to go now, Daddy," she said. "Do you mean to heaven?" "Yes, Daddy. I'm ready to go over there." And go there she did, a few hours after slipping peacefully into a coma. She was barely a teenager, but she understood better than most of us what A.E. Brumley meant when he wrote, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." Jessica shared that sentiment. She didn't feel at home in this world anymore either, but she certainly felt at ease when a very unashamed God beckoned her to her new home in her new city and said joyfully, "Welcome home, Jessica. It just wouldn't be heaven without you."